From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by the Family Forest Carbon Program, which hopes to empower family forest owners to improve forest health and help the planet. The Family Forest Carbon Program connects family forest owners to expert forestry support and annual payments they need to make a positive conservation impact on their land. Information at familyforestcarbon.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Americans are eating more meat than ever. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting a rise in U.S. consumption of beef, pork, and chicken in 2026, all staples for summertime cookouts. Beef prices continue to set records driven by strong demand in the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years, a result of years of drought and elevated operating costs that have led farmers and ranchers to liquidate their herds. The report indicates that chicken continues to be the most affordable and abundant meat option. Well, many of you might be heading to a campground or perhaps even a national forest this holiday weekend. On that topic, we have this special report from the USDA.
Let's see. Summer vacation checklist. Kids out of school for summer vacation. Check. Destination agreed upon by the family. Campsite at our local national forest. Check. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. A lot, actually. Toby Bloom of the U.S. Forest Service, what should I know before I go?
Well, when we say know before you go, what we're saying is please make sure that you take steps to prepare yourself for outdoor recreation.
Put another way,
we are very welcoming and we provide lots of opportunities for outdoor recreation, but you also need to be prepared and bring your own stuff to make sure that you have the best day possible.
So, for instance, for a day trip to a national park, forest, or grassland,
bringing your own water, making sure that you have sunscreen and a hat and that you are physically capable and you know what your limits are so that if you are going on a particularly strenuous hike or any other activity that you know that you're able to do that.
Another important thing to bring on a trip to your nation's forest and public lands, information. That is where an online visit before heading out to www.fs.usda.gov/visit/know-you-go comes in. The site contains tips on various items to know, from activities to safety, weather, and wildfire. Bloom says on a more specific level, that particular forest or park you are going to.
On a lot of our unit's websites, there will be a section called Know Before You Go, so that if there are specific activities on those units, that you are prepared to have a great time and make sure that you have all of the equipment and first aid stuff or water or whatever, make sure that that's possible.
Among other important information for you on Forest Service Unit or Ranger District websites on the day you are going.
If there's a fire emergency or a road closure.
And with wildfire season and activity picking up through the summer months, Bloom reminds us to know how to prevent wildfires.
Maybe fire restrictions on any particular unit based on the weather. If it's been dry for a while, you need to make sure that you're aware of those fire restrictions. You need to make sure that you don't park on dry grass. And also to be careful when you build a campfire and to make sure that it is dead out and drowned with water before you leave that campfire site.
Good advice all around, Toby. Thank you. Hey, need to get the forest vacation visit checklist complete. Car horn honking to tell me wrap-up segment, and we are leaving without him. Uncheck. And that's my cue. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. Hey, did you remember the bear repellent?
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Old MacDonald had a farm, but his farm suffered from rising energy costs, which cut into his profits. Old MacDonald wanted to do something about it, but thought it would be too expensive. Fortunately, he was eligible for a federal grant to fund energy efficiency improvements on his farm. You may be too. The Environmental Law and Policy Center urges you to go to farmenergy.org to learn more. Old MacDonald had a farm, and now it's energy efficient, and he's making more money.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers pay attention to a lot of things in their chosen occupation. They watch the weather, they monitor commodity market prices, and they listen to their animals to make sure that they sound healthy. But if farmers aren't careful, the things they listen to will eventually become harder to hear. That's according to Dr. Robert Hinkle. He's an audiologist in Virginia who recommends farmers protect their hearing by using any one of several different devices.
The simple thing to do is use an earplug or a set of earphones, something to reduce the sound energy getting to your eardrum.
Hinkle says there are numerous hearing protection devices available that don't cost a lot of money, are actually comfortable to wear, and they allow the farmer to continue to monitor the sounds around them.
A common retort I get from folks using power equipment is, well, I've got to hear the equipment. Exactly. I know when there's something not quite right. And I believe one of the misunderstandings is that I need to use the most attenuating ear protection device available. In other words, I'm going to go to what the hunter would use or the target shooter would use, which is 29 to 30 decibels of attenuation. Well, if I wear that on a farm tractor or on a lawnmower, it's usually overkill.
He says for farmers, the goal is not to block all of the sound, but just to bring the sound intensity down to an acceptable and comfortable level. That way, you can still hear the things around you, but protect your hearing in a noisy environment. For more information about on-farm safety, just call your local extension office.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Well, this weekend, we sent out a big old salute to all of our listeners in upstate New York. They're tuned in to WLVL AM 1340 in Lockport, New York. Big old salute to all of our listeners in New York State. Our pearl of wisdom tells us that a true friend is not only someone who knows the song in your heart, but they can sing it back to you when you've forgotten the words. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.